our listeners understand the issues because we've been discussing this for a while. And of course, years ago, I aborted my work on CryptoLink because this was in the air. And I thought, you know, I would hate for encryption to be outlawed after I invested years of my time creating something that I intended to have as a commercial product. You know, something that I spend a day or two on that's freeware, or even the DNS benchmark that I spent months on, but I never intended to sell it. It would really throw my plans off. So, yeah. And as it turns out, there was lots of life left in Spinrite anyway. So I'm glad, for what it's worth, this happened. Although, you know, I wish I had CryptoLink too. Except that we're still not sure what's going to happen with encryption. So as we've said at the top of the show and just before the sponsor announcement, Leo. Not surprisingly, last week's attacks in Paris have stirred this up again. And anyone observing it, I think, objectively would recognize that without evidence, all anyone has is speculation. And you have to be so careful in reporting. So, for example, here's a perfect example, and I don't mean to single out Ars Technica. They're needing to cover the news, and they're not doing it any differently than everybody else. But the details are important because the details are what leave impressions in people's minds. So Ars Technica of this wrote, and this is referring to a New York Times article that I excerpt a paragraph from next. But so Ars wrote, the investigation into last Friday's coordinated terrorist attacks has quickly turned up evidence that members of the Islamic State, ISIS, communicated with the attackers from Syria using encrypted communications, according to French officials.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not true. None of that is true.
No.
But there it is. They link to the New York Times article where the only thing it mentions is to say European officials said they believed the Paris attackers had used some kind of encrypted communication but offered no evidence.
Oh.
Okay. Even though ours said has quickly turned up evidence. And then, quoting a senior European counterterrorism official, New York Times wrote, the working assumption is that these guys were very security aware and they assumed they would be under some level of observation and acted accordingly. This guy spoke on the condition of anonymity because he was discussing confidential information. Well, first of all, he didn't say anything. And so what we have is we have no information, but we're already blaming encryption because, oh, well, if they were, you know, they probably used it because why wouldn't they? So, okay.
Which is true.
Now,
why wouldn't they?
Okay, right. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not evidence. So
it's speculation.
Okay. Yeah. So the New York Times, a different article. The New York Times wrote two, and I have links to them. This was, and this is well reported, but again, and this frames it well, but sort of with the same bias. It was titled, Encrypted Messaging Apps Face New Scrutiny Over Possible Role in Paris Attacks. So again, possible.
You know, and this is being fed to them by officials with an agenda.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, American and French officials say there is still no definitive evidence to back up their presumption that the terrorists who massacred, let's highlight that, 129 people in Paris used new difficult to crack encryption technologies to organize the plot. So right off the bat, we're going to say that no one knows anything about how this was done, but we're going to write a whole story about how encrypted messaging apps are probably to blame.